Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling, toss salads and scrambled eggs.
Oh, my.
Never seen this one.
And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe, but I got you pegged.
That's mean.
But yeah. I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Thank you!
Yeah,
all right.
The Canada Nothing Podcast.
Welcome to the Canada Nothing Podcast.
When did he stop saying goodnight, Seattle?
He stopped saying that?
Remember at the end, somebody was like, thank you, Seattle, or something. Oh. Instead of just saying goodnight.
Who sings that theme song?
Kelsey Grammer.
Really?
Sideshow Bob.
Yeah, it's Kelsey Grammer.
That doesn't sound like
you couldn't
him.
Tell?
The Beast.
No.
Oh.
Beast.
Well, listen closely next time.
Does he have a band or something?
No.
No, he just went in the studio one day. He's, yo, guy, I got these sick beats. Record.
Doom da doom doom da doom da doom doom.
Yeah, baby, I hear you calling for salad and scrambled eggs.
That's right. Welcome to Canada Nothing Podcast number 42.
Number 42.
42.
How you doing?
We got some coke.
Illegal coke. And legal, if you know what I mean.
And we're waiting for some food, which will come later, from
Boston Pizza.
What was the name again?
Boston Pizza.
Boston Pizza.
Boston Pizza?
Pizza.
Boston Pizza.
Pizza.
Boston Pizza. And what are they, what is Boston Pizza?
They sell sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
And pasta.
Well, pizza just implies Italian food. And if you read your history books, pizza isn't truly Italian.
Oh, what is it truly?
It was something else.
All
so
right.
That's why they don't sell pizza there. They
so
sell
what is it called again?
Boston Pizza.
Is it an only Canadian thing or is it in America too?
I think it was created by a Canadian guy.
Oh, really?
You know that show, The Dragon's Den?
Yeah.
The owner is on that show. He's
really?
One of the business guys, yeah. And I think it's in the States now. I know it expanded. All right,
so what's it called again?
Boston Pizza.
Boston Pizza. Available now.
In,
ask for
Boston,
it by name.
EB Games.
Boston Pizza, the video game. Make pizza.
Boston
Pizza.
Boston
the cooking mama.
Oh, yeah, cooking mama.
Better than mama.
Better than Boston.
Oh, not nice.
And,
to catch the hot dogs. Because they're falling, you know?
That's how you cook hot dogs.
Why are the hot dogs falling? I have to put them in the bun. Kids are going to be so confused when they start cooking for real.
I know, jeez.
So we're back to basics, finally, to the audio podcast only. Sorry to all the people who love video.
Yeah, whoever you were on Facebook.
Seeing us. And,
who are you? I forgot your name.
I don't know.
There's one guy there that likes everything. Thanks, guy.
Who likes everything?
The guy. He always goes, like.
Well, he's probably one of those people that just clicks on everything. He goes to YouTube,
really?
He looks
well,
at all the
thanks
comments.
For,
Thumbs up.
Don't alienate him now.
Like, no, don't
like
alienate
anymore.
Us.
Well, maybe
we
he won't listen to this
yes.
because it's not video.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's someone who doesn't know that we do this kind of podcast.
Oh.
But when we have it up
like,
on
wow,
Facebook.
They did their fifth podcast and it's number 40 or something. Pretty strange.
Oh, the person who, we had our Arthronomics contest, and the second place person, one of the prizes was a podcast DVD.
Congratulations!
So
yeah.
It's a girl, I'm assuming. She got every single podcast that's released on the site, as well as some stuff. I think there were three of them that never went up on the site.
Three?
Wow!
There was the really bad one that we did with Eric.
Uh-huh.
There was the solo one that I did.
Oh, that was horrible!
And there was...
oh, that was bad.
There's another one, I can't... Oh, yeah, the one me and you did.
With Derek. Derek was there.
So there's those three audio podcasts. There's some of the video stuff, which is, I think, in Oblivion Bin now.
How when you got all of it together, how big was the podcast stuff?
Oh, I had to put on two DVDs.
Ooh.
I think it was something like 5 gigs.
Wow.
That's cool.
Five gigs.
That's our body of work.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat when you think about it, isn't it?
And
yeah.
I put the full length
over
video
how many
of...
years? After like
well,
42 months,
basically,
right?
Yeah. That's not bad.
More or less 42
five gigs.
Months.
Yeah, 5 gigs.
Yeah. And you got a video of that full version of us doing the Will Smith Men in Black rap.
The full video?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You saw, I mean, you saw the meat of it in the birth month video for last year, but there was a longer, a slightly longer version of us just in Derek's room talking about
it. And Derek was having none of it. It's like, nope. Every you time could, Phil went to him, he's like, no, I'm not.
There's a bit of conversation about the Batman, What's Yours Is Mine, too. Seriously? Chris is like, you guys are really going to do that? Yeah. Okay. That was pretty much it. So you're not missing much. And yeah, so that to that person, maybe you're listening in.
What's this your month. Name? Congratulations.
Yarelli something.
Congratulations, Yarelli something.
Yeah. So maybe you're into the podcast now. Maybe you already were into the podcast. Anyways, welcome.
But this one isn't on the DVD.
No. Oh. Yeah, well, I labeled it very clearly, 2006 to 2009. So we're starting 2010. Woo! Happy New Year's podcast.
Happy New Year.
All right, so which side are you guys on? 2010 or 2010?
Oh. I say it both. Whatever comes out first.
See, when I think of 2010, I think of hoverboards and space landing and you know, we're in the future. But when I hear 2010, it doesn't sound so much in the future.
You just said 2010
for... I mean, when I say 2010, I think of the future. Yeah, because that's the future.
I can see that.
2010 is the future.
Yeah, 2010, the year we made Contact. Very futuristic movie.
Oh, I never watched that. I never watched that movie.
It's not a good movie. Read the books. Read.
No, you and Jude were talking about it, how Uranus and Jupiter were something. Now there's a new moon and the sun. I remember that podcast.
Yeah. I'm not going to explain it again. Read the book.
All right.
2001 and 2010. Good books. Arthur C. Clarke.
So yeah, what side are you guys on?
I'm on 2010.
I'll say 2010. Because I'm still used to saying like 2009.
But don't you remember back in the past we used to say that 2010 is the proper way of how we said stuff?
Yeah, I know. I think like 2010 feels okay because 10 is just one syllable, but when you get to 2011,
then it'll be 2011. Oh, man. Yeah.
But then 2012, we can go back because one syllable.
It'll just keep alternating.
See, I think if you go back, like, yeah, that's how we did, like, 19, whatever, and 18 up something. When you go back to, like, the 1000s, did they go 1001? I don't think so.
I don't know. Nobody knows.
No, but I'm just saying, like, does that sound right to you? That doesn't sound right.
Like,
I think you don't start saying, like, the full number until it gets to, like, 22. Because 2101 doesn't sound right. Or, like, you know, 2112? That doesn't sound right. 2212
sounds pretty good. So
you never know, it's the future.
You can still reference it.
Nah.
The future, man. If you survive to that, you know you're in the future.
We need another Transformers movie where the guy just goes, the year is 2005. Or whatever more recent one is coming up where people think it'll be really futuristic.
Alright.
2050. Okay.
Happy New Year.
That's it for the New Year's. Yay! It's over, really. Now we have to look forward to Chinese New Year.
Yeah,
next month. Oh, man.
Next month?
What year is it going to be? The year of the Avatar?
I think it's our year.
Tiger?
Yeah.
Cool.
See, nice. For whatever reason, my mom always tells me that I'm different from that. Why? That I'm not the tiger.
You were born in 86.
I know, but she said it was something to do with like the months or something, and I'm like part of the rabbit, which I don't understand.
I don't think so. My mom told me something about if the year is divisible by 12, then it's... No, something.
What does divisible mean?
I don't know how it works. Huh? It's tiger.
You divide the number by 12.
Oh. So can I go divisible by 1?
Can you divide 2010 by 12?
And get a whole number?
Yeah. Maybe you get 1986. I don't know how it works. My mom just told me it was tiger, so yay us.
Rawr,
rawr, rawr, rawr, rawr.
Meow.
Meow. Oh, don't you wish you could see us now?
Yeah.
Nah.
What?
All right, so what'd you guys do for New Year's?
I went to my cousin's place. Yeah, and me then, too. And then he sang karaoke a lot. There's a video of that on my Facebook page.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I watched that.
That was stupid, annoying kid. But look at the camera! Don't look at the camera! Shut up. He was singing Hero, and he like Enrique Iglesias' Hero. Oh. Was, yeah, see, he sounds pretty good. He can't sing great, so it was funny. And then that kid was just yelling a lot of stuff.
Cool.
He actually, I just want to say, he sang from like 11 till 4.
Wow.
He ended it. Apparently, one of those you know the song selection things. There was an Eminem song of Stan.
Yeah.
And it was actually like the full, it was not censored or anything. Whoa. So he ended it with that, which is great.
Cool. What did you do for New Year's, Phil?
I can't remember. I was just trying to think. I think I went out for dinner and that was it.
Oh, okay.
And
Chinese dinner?
Yeah.
Japanese dinner?
No, I went for, I don't know what I did.
Phil was just so drunk that day.
He called me and Derek was like, Chris, hey, Chris.
Chris, you're from today.
Come on.
I remember right after, like right at 12, I went to bed.
Oh, okay.
And I watched the Dick Clark thing, and that was boring.
And, do you think he'll survive 2010?
Make your predictions now.
I don't know.
Okay, what celebrity will die in 2010?
Rob Schneider.
Ooh, Rob Schneider. Schneider is dead. The rest of the Jackson 5.
Who's the first person to, who's the first director or company that's gonna do a movie about all the deaths and have like all the like Michael Jackson, everyone being in it, and then they all die, and then they have people going, oh my god, they're dead, cause it's gonna happen, you know it will. Yeah. There's like, it's a big event that so many people died last year. Someone's gonna make a movie of it.
Ron, I wonder Howard. Who's gonna make like the new Michael Jackson biopic.
Yeah, and who will play Michael Jackson and win an Oscar for it?
The guy who was in Back to the Future 2, who was, do you remember when he went into the 80s cafe and there was like on the TV a Michael Jackson impersonator and he was really good? And that was his life. In the commentary, they said that's basically what he does for a living. He impersonates Michael Jackson.
That was like how many years ago though?
He's probably too old now. 90? 89?
I don't know.
Like he might have retired from that. Yeah, oh, I'm too old for that.
He was really good, really convincing as Michael Jackson.
I really don't remember that.
Me neither.
Anyway. I like that movie.
Really? More than one?
No. I like 1, 2, 3 in that order.
Nobody likes the Wild West.
No, I like the Wild West. I just like it a little less than the other two.
Not like the Wild West. And then how they're on the train and then they go on the hoverboard and it goes away and he's like, oh
yeah.
No! Oh, horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. Emmett! Clara! I think 2 made me really interested in 3. But then once he went to the Wild West, it's just like...
No. Oh, man, you can't watch 3 without watching 2 because they just go right into each other.
I know. It was,
you can't watch 2 without watching 1.
Was that
one
of, like, the first ones to do that?
I don't know. They all... That's what I love about Back to the Future is all 3 of them connect seamlessly, pretty much. Like, so 2 starts where 1 ends. Yeah. Except that his girlfriend changed in between the two movies.
Well, you know, he did alternate timelines. And
true,
now
yeah.
She looks like that. Like his parents, remember? His dad looked totally different when he did things.
Yeah, yeah.
And the actor changed in part 2 as well for the older version.
Marty?
No. His dad. Because Crispin Glover wanted more money. They're like, no way, man. So they,
do you know your role? This is your role.
Yeah. It's like, you're just an old man in this floaty upside down thing for a few scenes. You're not really big. And he's still not big. Sorry, Crispin.
That could have been his breakthrough.
Yeah, if you had just accepted the money they gave you.
What was he in recently again? He was in something we saw, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Was he in Up?
Was he in 9?
Oh, yeah. He was number 6, I think.
Who was number 6? The 9 Crispin was so Glover. Generic, I don't know.
Crispin Glover.
No, but who was he? What did he do? What was number 6?
I think he was, like, the really nerdy one.
Was he the
one with glasses?
The glasses.
Was he the one, oh, you killed my friend and I'm mad at you.
No, that wasn't that John C.
Ryan. John C. Ryan.
Oh, he's the black and white one that wrote all the scriptures?
Yeah. That was Crispin Glover.
I totally don't remember your voice, man. I'm sorry.
They were all bad. All the voice actors were bad anyway.
That movie was bad.
That movie was bad. Reviewing 9 again.
All right, Derek, what'd you do for New Year's?
Oh, I just went to my cousin's. Family what? Stuff.
What is that?
What is family stuff?
See, Chris said
dinner. Just socializing with family.
Cool.
That's all.
Did you have the pig?
No pig.
Oh, I love that pig. That
I know
pig's
that
the
pig's
best.
Awesome.
What pig?
When they have the giant roast pig.
The lechon.
Yeah, basically.
With skin?
Yeah.
The skin pig, that's what you call it.
Skin pig.
If you've never had that,
that doesn't sound appealing.
You have to have that. It's like really crispy skin that comes off. And
oh, we should have got like that.
A lot of fat right underneath.
Skin, fat, and
you ever,
meat.
You ever order that and then they just give you the like a tub of skin and fat, really?
Yeah. Oh, that's
so
the
bad.
That's the best.
We get it and we're like, we were so ripped off. Where's the meat?
Oh, I love that. Sometimes it's like the fat's so big and the meat's like that. Yeah. Smallest, oh. Yeah. We should next. What's it called? Canada Know Nothing Birth Month podcast. We'll get a big pig.
Roast pig.
Yeah, we'll invite like Jude and Kayla and all of them.
Yeah,
yeah.
That'd be awesome. You get, they give you the head and everything.
Yeah,
it's so cool.
We'll film it. And we won't even like have separate plates. We'll just have an area where we're eating it.
Because really,
we'll
just, it's like... just a big plate with a pig on it.
Yeah.
Imagine a pig that was sliced open on its stomach and just opened up
Let's
to lay on a table.
Let's do it.
And then you roast it, and it's like...
It fills house.
There you go.
why it fills house?
So he has to dispose of it afterwards.
Well, we're going to eat it. There's nothing to dispose of.
I don't know. Can we eat a whole pig?
With, like, Jim and Kale in there?
Okay.
Yeah, those guys will eat a lot.
The pigs can be pretty big, you know.
I think if Chris is there, and Jude and Kaylin, and maybe Cameron, those guys will eat
a lot. Us four are there, we'll eat it. We'll eat
Me
it.
Me and you don't really eat that much.
Yeah, but, Okay, cool.
Yeah, we'll get them. There are our disposer things.
That'll be great.
Walking green beans.
Hopefully it doesn't cost all.
I don't know how much they cost. My family used to have to bring one to the Niagara Falls Christmas party.
Ooh.
But then they found a place in Niagara Falls, so we don't have to do it anymore. Oh. It was awesome, because then the van smelled like pig for a
while. Oh.
Yeah, this is the best ride in the car ever.
We'll just catch our own pig.
Yeah, that's easy.
Do you want to really cook it yourself?
Phil'll do it. It's at his house. Just give it to your mom.
I just close my eyes and shoot it.
Take care of it.
Like the Greek people who keep the goat on their lawn around Easter or something. And then they slaughter it. And then they eat it.
Like, gather around, neighbors.
You ever watch Big Fat Greek Wedding?
Yeah.
And they had that? It's just the goat tied up in their front lawn.
It doesn't have to be in the front lawn?
I don't know, but they just keep it there. And then they kill it and cook it right there. Anyway. All right, let's get right into it.
Right into it.
Releases and updates. Nothing. Oh, I wanted to do a commentary track.
Oh.
Let's do that after this.
Oh, what?
Parkour.
Oh. Oh, okay.
I've been meaning to do that for so long. Every time we got together.
Eat me?
I already did that.
Star Wars?
Do it again.
We did Star Wars.
What else do we need Chris for? Remember that soundtrack to my life?
We did that one.
We did?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
We did a lot.
No, I don't remember that.
We could do Peer Pressure. We could do... Most Wonderful Time of the Year. We could do the new Trashimations.
They're not Trashimations. Oh. Are they Trashimations? What are they?
I don't know. I didn't really put that much thought into it.
Are they Trashimation Nightlights or just Nightlights?
They're all Trashimation. There's animated that style is Trashimation and done by us.
No, but it's his name. And
what?
Like, does he show Trashimation Nightlights or is it just Nightlights?
I think it just says Nightlights.
So it's Nightlights. It's not Trashimation.
But then it's filed under Well, anyway, that doesn't matter.
It does, because that's going to be Derek's thing when he breaks out. It's Nightlights.
Oh, well, going to copyright everything.
Trashimation Nightlights. Or Dave
Ju. Dave Ju, the animated series. He's coming back.
It's just going to be a bunch of stuttering over and over. Sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah, so sorry. Well, we'll do some commentary tracks. Maybe they'll be out with this. Who knows?
Well, there really wasn't much time to do anything, given when we released the podcast last month till now.
That's true.
Yeah. What did we do since then?
We watched Avatar.
Oh, yeah, we finally saw Avatar. Yeah. Actually, the day after we did the podcast, we saw Avatar.
Oh, that was a terrible experience.
And, We went to the theater and it was all sold out. Me and Derek lined up for one show, and then... And
by the time we got to the front of the line, it was sold out.
No, we lined up for one show, and then when we were in line, it sold out, and then we were further in line, it sold out, and another one show sold
out? Yeah, they're pretty much all sold out.
Basically, like, two shows sold out while we were waiting in line for them.
And then Chris arrived, and we're like, sold out! He's like, oh! So
we rushed across town to the AMC...
Stop well, by Americans Denny's.
Know that. No, we did. Denny's. We didn't stop by Denny's.
We bought our tickets first for, was it the regular show?
4:30.
For 4:30, and then we went to Denny's, and we're like, oh, no more time to catch this show, so we're going to trade in for the 3D one, which cost more. And then we saw it, and...
And it wasn't worth all that trouble.
So
it was.
Okay.
It was great.
I thought it was okay.
Well, okay, this is why I liked it. If you take it as, like, some sort of... You know how, what's it called? Discovery Channel has those weird what-if scenarios? Like, they had the what-if dragons were real?
No.
And then they went, like... Or if they do, like, the dinosaur thing, and they have, like, the 3D dinosaurs. And the
oh, yeah.
See, those are cool. And that's how I liked Avatar, because it was just a weird world with all these weird animals and everything. It was just so weird. It looked, that part was great. But when the story kicked in, halfway through of the movie, that's when it got bad. Because Derek was right beside me. There's so many times where I just went, wow, it's amazing. Yeah. Well, like those stupid lizard things that were spinning around and flying. I was like, wow.
Poor lizard things.
That's one of the only movies you see where it's like they actually make pretty good use of the 3D. But then after a while, no, it's like, I don't really care anymore.
I still don't buy into the 3D.
More than
thing.
Like Up. And like Coraline or whatever.
See, people always tell me, like, I've been reading a lot of reviews. It's like, Avatar used 3D so well. Like, how did they use it well? They said it's not subtle, but it's, like, subtle enough. I'm just like, I didn't really notice any... Like, aside from the first scene where they have the water things...
It's just those first few scenes where it's like, oh, that's kind of neat. And then you just kind of don't notice it anymore.
Afterwards. Yeah, then when he's, like, floating towards you, like, whoa, he's floating. Yeah.
But then it stops.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like, I don't know what I like.
The action wasn't even that great.
I remember people saying, oh, it's like a video game when you watch it, and it wasn't.
No, it's not. There are so many people out there now, because of Avatar, they're, like, a lot of these old movie critics are now going, oh my god, video games got, like, credit people as writers? That's amazing. It's like, what the hell, where have you been?
I know. Jeez.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird, because they always, like, the one thing that Avatar always gets a... you know, credited as or something, is like a Halo ripoff, because, you know, there's like Space Marines and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But when you think about it, James Cameron's the guy that invented the Space Marines from Aliens, so I really don't see how words. I don't know.
It was it was just okay.
Did you know the black girl from Star Trek was the
Yeah. Yeah, I knew that.
I didn't know that until afterwards. Yeah.
Why didn't you?
She was also in The Terminal, one of my favorites.
We asked you. We were asking, who is the black girl? And you didn't say
I don't know her name.
Oh. You should have said the girl.
Her name's not Uhura.
Yes, it is. We would have known who you were talking about.
The actor's name. And, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say about the movie. It just wasn't... It didn't live up to the hype, but it wasn't really bad.
It did. It was boring.
I didn't find it boring.
Yeah, it was boring.
I found it long, though.
Because of all the National Geographic stuff.
I guess. It's just long.
Like, they had to make everything look pretty.
Like, it took really long for them to get to the point when they started attacking the blue people.
And when they didn't do anything to make it different. I thought they were going to do something just to make it different. Because you know what the story is. Yeah, so I was hoping James Cameron would be like,
start, you know
no.
What the story is.
Let's do it this way. But no, he doesn't do it that way.
I remember there's the thing in the newspaper about how it's a racist movie.
I can
just
see
because
it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the same old story. Hey, the white man comes in and saves some native race, just like what happened in real history, kind of. And Pocahontas, which is based on real history.
Who said it? The natives can't survive without.
But that's
the
what
white
they
man.
Did. They came in. They're like, we're helping you guys. Here's a gun. Here's some liquor. And trade with us.
Firewater.
Yes, I know all the terms because I just read Indian in the Cupboard.
Oh, I was talking about
I'm
Shanghai
gonna give
Nights.
Firewater.
No, just orange juice. Little bull.
Right. Anyway. So. Avatar, go see that.
No, don't.
Don't see it in 3D, though.
No, even then, don't.
How many G's?
It's too long.
I give it, I'll say 3.5.
Say 2.
Yeah, I'll give it a 2.
Aw. Right. See, it's not a movie I would buy or anything, or watch again, but
why not?
I don't know.
What if it was on TV?
It's too, no.
You wouldn't go, ooh, Avatar.
Well, I'll just go, ooh, Avatar, and I'll watch for a few minutes, and then I'll turn the channel.
Unlike The Fugitive.
Yes, The Fugitive was very good. Me and Derek watched that last night. It was on TV, and then we just put in the DVD and watched it faster.
Good stuff.
That's a good movie. All right, we skipped over in-progress stuff. Today we just filmed a movie called Draenor.
I think we mentioned it last podcast.
Yeah, we did, and I didn't know what you're talking about because you just released it like hours before.
Yeah. So we finally filmed it today.
Easier than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, because it's short. And the way it's filmed, it was a little bit different than our usual, like, full-on story movies. This one was...
Because, you know, we're selling out for the YouTube thing of two-minute videos.
Yeah. This will be longer than 2 minutes.
No.
Yeah, but this...
It will make it longer.
This is a little bit different than our, like, you know, eat me, come up with a story and act it out kind of thing. But it's interesting, and I hope that it turns out well. I think a lot of it has to be saved in editing. Because
Made in editing. Don't say saved. That makes it sound like we did a bad job.
Well, there's a lot of things that need to be done to make it have the style that I wanted.
Oh, and guess who the savior is going to be? Whoever is credited under editor.
Me.
Yeah. You should just replace that, the editing with savior. Because that's what you're saying right now.
That's right.
That's it. That's the new Canadian term for editor.
Savior. It's true though. How many movies like they you gotta save it in editing.
That was like that for the first Star Wars, right?
Yeah. Cause George Lucas is like, man, you guys don't film well, so here I go. And he even had to save it from the editors. Because he didn't like the job that they did.
He did?
First.
I thought the editors were the reason why the Tusken Raider went like that. That's all I remember.
Yeah, if you remember the scene when the Tusken Raider raises its arms over Luke, it's like one shot of doing that. They had to loop it over and over. It's awesome. But yeah, they edited it once and he's like, this isn't fast enough or whatever, so I'm gonna make some changes.
Mm,
and cool. Even all the special effects people.
So
this isn't good.
When he first did it, he just left everything to the editors?
Well, he was trying to do it really quick because he was on a time limit, so he had to just... Like, all the special effects people, he left it up to them to do it, but then he didn't like what they did. So he came in and changed everything, and they hated it. George Lucas is awesome.
All right, well, what's Secret Project?
Oh, yeah, the Secret Project I mentioned last time. These guys know what it is now.
Oh, is that a secret project?
Yeah.
That's not a secret project. That's not a project. It's a secret. It's not a project.
I'm calling it my secret project.
It's not a secret project.
It's not. I'm just something I'm working on in my spare time. But just to let you all know, I haven't forgotten about it, and it's going on.
It's going
to
be exciting.
Hopefully. What's going to... It's not a project. Just release what
whatever.
It is.
It's a project. Like, Draenor was a project. A film project.
Yeah, because you're doing a lot of stuff. This one is just like...
This one's a lot of stuff.
Here it is.
No, this one's a lot of work.
No, he's yeah.
This is hard, coming back
you're
to
trying
it.
To, are you trying to make it legit?
What do you mean legit?
Like a full-on thing?
No, I can't, because...
Exactly, so just here it is.
It's my project. My little project.
It's Phil's baby, let him handle it. Mm-hmm. Don't worry.
Why? What's wrong with the word project?
It makes it seem like it's something big, but it's not.
It's not that big. It's just a project. I'm working on it.
No.
It's my project. It's like school project. I'm making my school project. Here's my volcano. That's nothing.
That's for school. Cat of nothing. Secret project.
Who cares? It's a project. Everybody out there, it's a project.
No, it's not. It's a thing.
It's a project.
It's a secret thing.
It's a secret project. Okay, I'm gonna cut you out of it. We're gonna have the most awesome scene, but for some reason, it's gonna seem a little empty.
Fine, whatever. I don't care. You know who made that movie? Me.
I made it.
Yeah, right.
And it stars...
Nothing would have happened if I didn't agree to be part of it. And you know it.
Something would have happened.
Nothing would have happened.
We would have worked... Because we had another idea first, and then that didn't work out, so we rewrote it to have you. And if you didn't work out, then we would rewrite it to have someone else. That's the way we work. We're just so creative.
And if you don't know what we're talking about by now, shame on you.
You're not a good Can Nothing fan.
Anyway, that's all I can say about it.
Do you think it's gonna come out? next by the next month?
No. Oh. Like I said last time, a few months. We'll see. It's been really slow.
When it comes out, nobody will care.
That's true. Oh. I'm pretty sure no one will care about Draenor either.
I think that's... Yeah, people will care.
Even on our site, like people don't really say anything anymore, so...
Oh, these podcasts are so depressing now.
Because everybody just doesn't care about us, so we don't care about them. And that makes the world go round. All right, let's just keep moving.
Okay.
Lickety split. Where's our food? Do they have a...
It's supposed to be here by 6:53.
Times it now. Oh.
Oh, my.
All right. Happy birth month, Chris, version 2.
Yay. Where's the camera?
So, oh, yeah. So we're going to film a little bit for this, just really cheaply.
Okay, I'll be right back.
And if you remember, oh, let me start the camera first.
Okay.
No, I mean, you can go.
Okay.
Just before I... So Derek went off. Hey, Chris. Happy birth month, version 2.
Thanks. Thank you, version 2.
So if you remember last month, we said there was one more gift that didn't come for Chris. Aww. And then it came, like, a week later. And we're going to present it to Chris now.
Great. What is it?
I can't tell you what
just
it
tell
is.
Just tell me what it is.
No!
Is it a picture of Wolverine in a salad? Because if it is, that's not really a birth month.
No, it's not.
Where's their birth? Then where's the Wolverine in the salad thing? I thought that was it. Aww. No. Finally, it would have came.
Yeah, update on our sketch, Wolverine and a salad, it never came.
If he's back there next year, we gotta
talk to him. Yeah, we're complaining.
We're gonna stand by, but don't go talking to this guy, he's not good. We asked him to make Wolverine and salad one time, and he didn't do it.
he'll just deny it.
No, maybe he'll be like David J. Martin?
Walters,
and be like, oh man, I felt so bad for that whole year.
Oh, here it is.
What's this?
Happy birth month again.
Is there any?
That's it.
Oh God.
So for people listening,
oh my God,
he opened it up. Oh, I guess you can watch this.
This is not for me. It's for someone else.
Oh, what is that?
Oh, it's Cameron. Right.
On the T-shirt. Yeah.
Oh, if you remember Cameron's art section on the website, he put some pictures up of himself pressed against the scanner.
Oh, is that what he did?
Yeah.
And then we put it on a t-shirt. Okay, that's it for video. Back to audio.
I told Phil I thought it was Wolverine in a salad.
Oh.
Because I really thought it was it.
Oh,
but
no.
But apparently it's not.
That still hasn't come.
Did you contact him?
Tried to.
But he didn't reply.
Contact
him again.
Okay. I'll try.
Try? Just do it.
Well, I mean, I'll try to contact him. I don't know
if
he'll reply.
You should give this to Cameron.
Yeah, you don't have to try to contact him.
We should give this
email.
To Cameron.
What's that?
I feel like we should give this to Cameron.
No, you wear it. Bring Cameron everywhere with you.
I don't know.
Well, I guess it's yours now. It's up to you.
Yeah.
If you want to give it to him.
That's his birthday gift.
when he comes here for the birth month.
Just Cameron,
right,
here's a shirt with your face.
And we can all forget about it until then.
It's funny because you probably will leave it there.
Aw, Spike.
What? It's true.
Are you saying that if you had it, this was for you, then you would probably just leave it here?
No, I mean, like, Derek doesn't clean up, so you put it there and it'll just stay there.
So you're making fun of Derek?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'll clean it despite you.
No, just
you
that.
Won't. You'll forget.
You'll notice everything else is cleaned up but that.
No.
Taking it right now.
So we didn't prepare much for this podcast.
We don't prepare much for any podcast. What do?
I don't know.
Exactly. No, see, Phil stares at a mirror the day before the podcast. Like, all right, this is what we're going to do. He's going to practice
ready.
What he says.
Getting ready.
Or, this is my recommend. How am I going to say it? And then he'll say it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about recommending. I had something again, but I forgot.
Oh,
well.
High five.
We're not
high
there
five.
Yet. Woo! We're still on our
movie
stuff. So we're going to go see The Spy Next Door.
I'm not going to be with
starring Jackie Chan,
George Lopez,
and Billy Ray Cyrus.
It's going to be awesome.
It's a fantastic movie.
I won't be there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why is... Jackie Chan knows that this doesn't work anymore. Yeah. He knows this.
Come on, Jackie Chan, go back to Hong Kong. Do something there.
Didn't he for a while?
He did, and then...
What did he do? No movies.
He did New Police Rush Story, Hour 3. And then he did, what is it? Forgotten? The Realms or whatever?
Rush Hour 2.
No.
In China. Was that the one?
In China.
Yep. Rush Hour 3 was in France?
Sure.
Yeah, it was.
I never watched it. Was the girl ever in Rush Hour 3?
What girl?
The Spanish girl that they went after in Rush Hour 2.
I don't know. I never saw part 3.
Oh. None of us saw it?
Nope.
Awesome.
Blu-ray! I got my Blu-ray player.
Yep. So what's awesome. Your name? What's your name on your Blu-ray player?
I don't have a name.
Kwanjo.
Kwanjo.
All right, look that up.
Joe Kwan. Kwanjo.
Get up.
Look that up.
Hello, at home at night. Watch Lopez tonight. Yeah, Tele Latino Network.
Last night, that's what me and Derek did. We filmed a little bit of Draenor, and then we watched Lopez Tonight. If you've never seen Lopez Tonight, it's the hottest new late night show. Forget about all this Conan Leno stuff. Dave Letterman is too old. You want to watch George Lopez.
It made me sad.
On the Latino Network.
It's like painful.
Oh, it's also on TBS. I remember seeing an ad for it.
Oh.
Anyway, if you live in America, I don't know if America has the Latin Network or whatever.
Yeah, maybe not. So look it up on TBS.
Very funny.
Or Peachtree, whatever you have. And it's so funny. Yeah, he does a 10-minute monologue at the beginning. It's like,
and he has like one joke, and then he'll go on the same joke for like another 7 minutes.
He's talking about
a sex robot.
Sex robot. He talked about it for so long, making all sorts of different jokes about it. And what was the Conan joke?
Like Conan cried, and then the audience is like,
have you guys been following these late night wars? Conan cried, and then he does his little look at people like, I'm funny, right? I'm funny,
and then people laugh.
Wow, how much of it is like fake laugh?
I don't know. These people seem to legitimately enjoy it,
man. Yeah.
Unless it's a fake studio audience. And then remember at the end of his monologue when he's like, we'll be back soon! And then the band starts playing. And
then he starts dancing.
He starts dancing and he stands in front of the audience and they get up like they're all his homies or something.
Mm.
So great.
Good stuff.
So we're going to catch it again tonight.
Nope.
I'm not Lopez hear. Tonight every night.
What time is it on?
Like 11?
Yeah, 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
So you want to watch Lopez tonight.
It's going to be cancelled.
No.
So you got two things to watch that come recommended from us. Avatar... and Lopez Tonight. Please do that. Alright, the Can Nothing recommends.
Man, what the fuck? What's going on?
How long have we been going?
This podcast?
It's okay, it can be a short
40 minutes?
37 minutes.
Jeez.
There's nothing to talk about.
Because the last one was so not long ago. It was just recently.
Jeez. Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, we don't do anything between podcasts sometimes.
True, true.
And we still...
Well, it's not over yet. We're still going.
Yep. No, it's over.
No, it's not over yet.
We got no emails as well. Thanks, people.
It's over. This is like the shortest podcast in like how long?
It's not done yet.
Who cares?
Man.
What do you want to talk about?
Can of Nothing recommend.
What's been going on?
Nothing.
What do you recommend? Let's just do it anyways. Okay. What do you recommend?
I recommend a YouTube video by the Canadian rapper by the name of Pimp Tia. And he has a song called Super Dude. So go check that out on YouTube.
Super Dude.
It's the best rapper in the world.
Cool, cool.
I recommend something else that you can also find on YouTube. They're fishing bloopers by a guy named Bill Dance. Just look up Bill Dance fishing bloopers. And he's like the biggest klutz in the world. It's very funny.
Cool.
He's fishing.
Cool.
My favorite one is he's sitting on his boat... without shoes on. He almost gets a fish, but then it gets away. So he starts walking around his boat a little bit, and suddenly you hear like, and he goes, ah, god dang it! And he's got the fishing hook stuck in his foot. Oh. But he's not really in a lot of pain. He just sits there. He's like, oh man, look at that. That's bad. He makes so many errors, and he hurts himself a lot, but then he's relatively calm about it. Everything's just like, oh man. That's not good.
Who's filming him?
it's his crew. Like, he's making sort of instructional videos.
Oh.
But these are the bloopers. And sometimes you just hear the camera crew laughing at him.
Oh, okay.
Where's our food?
Good stuff.
I don't know where our food is.
Yeah, I thought we'd be eating during the podcast.
Well, it's not over yet.
I don't know. Why don't you say your thing?
Blazing through the podcast.
I have to think about what I want to recommend.
You had something.
No.
Chris made a thread in one of our secret forums.
So we can actually remember what we recommend.
Or like showing stuff if there's something to show, like a link.
If it's a link or something.
So
we know each of us is talking. Phil didn't put his up.
No, because I just thought of it recently. I didn't think I was going to recommend it. So.
Well, I recommend chess.com.
Yeah.
It has a really good matchmaking service and good rating system.
PvP.
Good people. Friendly people.
Can you type in like /LFG chessman?
Yeah, man.
Sweet. I'm in. Do you have like a
good correspondent style and online style? Good stuff. Good stuff.
Well, you know what we kind of skipped over a bit? Because I didn't really put in our usual movies, games, shows on our topic list. So if there's anything you want to throw in there, go ahead.
All right.
Mass Effect 2. End of the month.
End of the month.
G.
I
cannot wait.
Yeah, man.
And then the following week, it's going to be White Knight Chronicles. And at the end of the month, it's Heavy Rain.
Oh, Heavy Rain too.
Yeah. Wow. End of February.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Derek's going to get only one of those games.
I might get Heavy Rain too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. And for Phil, Dragon Ball something is bound to come out.
I'm not buying any more Dragon Ball games.
Why not?
So how was the filming of Draenor?
Jumping back a second.
You guys are fans of Mega 64.
Food's here.
Where is the search?
Did you see their GDC video?
No. Recently. GDC hasn't happened yet.
No, like a promo, GDC promo video.
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, okay, I'm not going to talk about it.
Why, is it funny?
It's pretty funny.
Oh,
check out mega64.com. No, don't. Come to our site. Oh, something interesting that maybe all of you here can help us out a bit. You know that site, Blip TV, where we put our video podcasts?
Yeah.
I found out that you can make money off Blip TV.
What?
By putting ads into the video. So you can choose to put ads, like an ad before the video. You know, sometimes you go on sites and they're like, wait 30 seconds. You can put some stuff in the video, which I did, and you can put something after the video. And if you click on those ads, or at least if you watch the videos with those enabled, then we'll make a little bit of money. So please go to our video podcasts and watch all those again, click on the ads, do whatever it takes.
But that's like only for our podcasts.
Yeah. But okay, we actually did make some money though.
What?
12 cents.
Whoa!
Oh.
That looks really big.
Who's that?
Derek Bird.
That's the Gallagher. That's the Smashing Watermelons guy I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
Do you know him?
No.
No? He smashes watermelons.
When we were filming... Well, let me finish my Blip TV thing. So go to the Blip TV, our video podcast.
Do you know
links.
What he's talking about, Derek?
Blip TV?
Making money on Blip. Remember I told you this?
Oh, yeah.
We made 12 cents already.
All right.
So help us make more. Please just tell everybody you know to view our video podcasts on Blip TV.
Who wants garlic bread?
And,
is there only one?
Some yes. Garlic bread.
There's only one.
Our food finally got here, by the way.
I think we
hold this for a second.
From Boston Pizza. What is this? This feels like mush in a bag. Let's film this.
Okay. This guy, see? Smash watermelon. See? There's the watermelon.
Uh-huh.
Wait, he's gonna get... I don't know what's going on. But he smashes watermelons. You don't know what it is.
Is that his whole act?
Well, that's part of it.
Oh, okay.
You don't know him?
No.
Oh. Anyways.
Okay, so here's our... We're filming a little bit
pizza.
For those who... is this our order?
It is now.
For someone's sandwich. I got my pasta.
How much did you pay?
Same amount.
Here's our weird garlic bread.
Yeah, we got our two sandwiches.
It's like all...
Isn't that right?
Maybe because they're late, they gave us free pizza.
Cool.
Oh, so we got a free pizza. Thank you, Boston Pizza. This is, I ordered, what did you order, Chris?
Philly cheesesteak.
Right. Boston, I ordered pulled pork.
And someone has sauce.
And Derek ordered some kind of pasta thing.
This looks like dirt.
Oh, there's your pasta on the floor. You want, you?
Oh, I guess not. Yay! Food!
This will dry out the podcast.
Yeah. Welcome to Can Nothing Foodcast. We're opening packages of utensils.
So, food of the month, Boston Pizza.
That's right.
Ask for it by name.
How many G's?
Have you ever eaten at Boston Pizza?
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm.
What did you have?
I had pizza.
Me too.
It's pretty good.
I had a burger.
Mm. How was your burger?
Wasn't that great?
Oh. All right.
So can that's going to do it for the Can Nothing Podcast.
Yeah, please send in emails.
Come can on, emails.
What the? Why did I put this in the front?
Is that it? Is that the end of the podcast?
I think so.
I don't know.
45 minutes.
Maybe we should do a part two again.
Hi, welcome back to Can Nothing Podcast.
Hey baby, we have to change tapes. Yeah, yeah. Top down
and square. I think we're too used to the video podcast.
No.
Or there's no, like real birth month. Yeah, maybe. So that doesn't kill some of our time.
What we used to do.
We used to just talk.
There's nothing to talk about.
They're calling again. Because the year just got started. Mm-hmm. Hoverboards aren't here yet. They will be.
What's your New Year's resolution?
Shut up. That's like the worst question to ask when you have nothing else to ask.
Yeah.
All right, podcast over.
Whoa. Welcome to Can Nothing Podcast.
Hey baby, hey, baby, I'm the calling the salad and scrambled eggs.
That's the theme song to this podcast.
And maybe I seem a bit confused.
That's the official theme song?
Yeah.
So from now on, that's the song?
Well, because Frasier's over, right? So that they open it up for people to...
But still, they're copyrighted material.
No, no, we bought the copyright.
No, we didn't.
To...
Did you guys copyright?
Scrambled egg all yes. over my face.
No, you didn't.
What yes, we did.
No, you have that face.
Because if we say no, face. Then people will copyright it before us. So we did.
My eye's itchy. All right. So this is Can Nothing Podcast number 42.
Number
43.
Oh. Hey, you gonna follow Sean White in the Olympics? This year?
No. Are you?
Yeah.
Why?
How come in the
That's
in
not
the
an answer.
How come in the Winter Olympics when they do snowboarding, they have the half pipe thing, right? Where it's all just tricks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't they put skateboarding like that in the Summer Olympics?
I don't know, but why are you rooting for Sean White?
I don't know. Because he has a video game.
Is he your friend?
Yeah. Because he inspired me.
Well, then why don't you just call him Sean, not just Sean White? Like how you call Chad, just Chad.
Who's Chan?
Chad.
Chad?
Chad Kroger.
Oh. It's a different ways of respecting different people.
Ah.
Like, yeah, like Tommy is Tommy.
Tommy Tallarico.
Yeah.
Or Tommy the Green Ranger. Which one?
Tommy Tallarico.
Of course.
Yeah. And,
hi!
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year podcast!
So which side are you on?
I'm on the Avatar side. I feel they should it. Nobody should force their ways on. Like, come on! I'm sorry, but when you're... Like, you're in the future. You should know that material...
Yeah.
Material... That's not a good thing to be there for.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, James Cameron.
What's your favorite James Cameron movie?
Terminator 2.
What movies has he made? He hasn't done a lot.
Aliens,
Titanic, Terminator 1 and 2, Avatar, The Abyss.
Dark Angel.
It's not a movie.
Still did it.
So, it's done like 6 movies. I think he's more
IMDb.
IMDb. I think he's more of a producer. That's something interesting I found.
Oh, he was in that one with the wave. The big wood, the underwater world.
If the Abyss?
Yeah.
I said The Abyss.
Oh, I don't know the name of it.
Oh, it's The Abyss.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Kuko. All right, we're looking up James Cameron. We're all over the place with this topic list, so.
So I hear you guys like Megan 64 a lot. So influences how?
Director you're looking at?
Yeah, what has he directed?
Avatar, Aliens of the Deep, Ghosts of the Abyss, Expedition Bismarck.
Oh no, all those are like documentaries. Ooh. I'm talking like big feature film.
True Lies.
Oh, whoa. Yeah! True Lies.
That was a great movie.
Another good Arnold flick. Was that Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Jamie Lee Curtis. And Aliens.
Is she still relevant?
This Time It's War. Nope. Oh. Yeah, he hasn't directed much. Kind of like Spielberg. Everyone knows him as a really huge director, but he really hasn't directed that much.
That's how you do it,
compared
Phil.
To others.
That's how you, not He's, like Kind of Nothing. All right, here, all these things. You just do a couple.
And no, then people will know me from the quantity of my work rather than the quality. And I think there's so much emphasis
also
on...
Also, you'll be like that guy who did X-Men 3 because he was able to
Brett
do it
Ratner.
So fast.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you hear like? They stopped the thing for Spider-Man?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
We could have talked about that.
I know.
Yeah.
Throw this in here somewhere.
They canceled Spider-Man 4, if you haven't heard.
That's crazy.
And the reason was that Sony and Sam Raimi couldn't come to terms with who the villain should be.
Sony didn't want the Vulture to be...
Yeah, so it really was going to be the Vulture, which is amazing. Derek predicted it.
Yes. Derek called it.
So if that movie came out, I mean, Derek should get some money for that. You could be like the new Perez Hilton. You're going to break the news first.
I think Derek is like the Sam Raimi of our group. Because he's thinking the same lines. He's thinking the same... Like, I'm sure Sam was like, oh yeah, let's do the Vulture. And then like he was laughing about it. I'm sure afterwards like, you know what? Let's do the Vulture. I can do it. I can make him serious.
Does Sam Raimi consult you?
Yes.
And then Derek tries to pass it off as rumor. It's like, I'm going to get it started. I heard he wanted... I don't know.
The Venom again, I don't know.
They probably wanted someone, like,
but
not
Carnage.
Oh, you know who was supposed to play the Vulture? John Malkovich.
Really?
Wow, yeah, that would have been cool.
He said in an interview, I was signed on to do it, and they were going to send me a script.
That's like a whole new William Dafoe right there.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
So, I mean, he's not even that old, so they couldn't really do really old Vulture.
Well, 3D nowadays.
Yeah. I was reading...
Maybe he'd be, like, really old, but then as he became Vulture, he'd become younger.
Yeah.
Mm.
I was reading the Stan Lee's Twitter thing, and he was saying he could have played the Vulture.
I think
that would have been awesome.
It might not have been good, but he could have.
Greetings, Spider-Man!
But he was already in Spider-Man. Oh, yeah. Maybe that's the Vulture always motivating him.
That would have been cool.
One person really can make a difference. Great. But again, he was always, he's talking about his amazing cameo that they're writing for him again.
Now they're going to do a stupid reboot and Peter Parker's in high school.
Yeah. I hope they don't really do it.
Oh no.
Well, they're going to.
Not because, like, it's too soon. Just, I don't think we need more Spider-Man.
So would you want another Spider-Man?
I wouldn't mind a part four just because it continues, but it can also kind of make up for part three, possibly.
Mm.
Whereas if you start a new one, it's like part three is just there now. Nothing can really overtake it anymore.
That's true.
So, although with the Hulk reboot...
No, see, I had this conversation with Justin. But, see, I don't think the Hulk was that much of a reboot. I think because the way they made it and the way it just kind of glanced over the stuff.
It could have been a sequel if they just didn't include that weird intro with the origin thing.
No, even then, it could have just been them just being like, this is how he became. And
the only thing that really made it seem like it was its own separate movie was that they changed like the relationships between the characters.
Oh, that's true.
But other than that, it's just more Hulk action. It was better Hulk action.
It was good Hulk action. For a Hulk movie. But
yeah.
That's saying a lot.
Like, for a superhero movie, it's just one of those kind of generic popcorn flicks. You never saw it, Derek.
Nope.
Derek always
Next
skips out on
Birth Month. Along with a big Hulk.
No, I think our tradition for Birth Months now is to get the really bad movies for each other.
He's never seen the Hulk.
Well, he doesn't know if it's bad, though.
So?
It has to be
the movie
of
those
that year.
I wouldn't say it's good.
Well, I mean, like, really bad ones. I like how Derek just keeps, like, staring at each other. Derek's sitting between me and Chris, and when I say something, he kind of looks at me, and I see it in the corner of my eye, and he has this weird smirk on his face.
I'm still being Dr. Shinjiro.
Oh.
Oh, what did we film today?
Oh, we'll get to that.
Jumping around. I want to talk about Spider-Man.
Yeah. There's also supposed to be a musical on Broadway.
Oh, yeah. Spider-Man?
Yeah. Ugh. And the guy who played Nightcrawler in X-Men 2 was going to be in that. Wow. I forget who he's going to play, but he's going to be in it.
But he complained so much about dressing up as Nightcrawler. Why would he?
Yeah, but I mean, that's makeup. This is just... Put on your Vulture costume. Whatever,
you were freaking The Mask 3. Nobody knows you.
He was in The Mask 3?
Son of the two? Mask.
Was that 2? Was there a Mask 2?
Oh yeah, there wasn't a Mask 2. Yeah, there wasn't.
This was a Mask 2.
Yeah.
Mm. With, what's his name? And the baby.
Yeah.
And the dog. I didn't like it. I watched about 10 minutes of it and I stopped.
It just looked bad.
It was
like, do you think, really think when it came out people remembered The Mask?
No.
So I forgot like, there even was a sequel.
So like even when it says Son of the Mask, does that like help the movie? No, it's like what
it's like about? When they did Dumb and Dumberer.
Oh really?
And then what's like who really remembered Dumb and Dumber? Did you know there was an Ace Ventura Jr.
movie?
I saw it on TBS. I thought it was like a flashback. It was some little chubby kid dressed as Ace Ventura, but then they went to commercial and said, "We'll be right back with Ace Ventura Jr." Really bad.
Wow.
It's just this little kid trying to imitate Jim Carrey.
Oh, that's horrible. I feel sorry for the kid.
Yeah. It's bad.
Man.
Terrible.
So if Spider-Man concert comes to Toronto, are you going to see it?
No.
You saw Lord of the Rings.
That was a long time ago.
I don't think a lot has changed since then.
Yeah, my taste has changed. I'm into better musical theater.
Like?
Well, after I saw Phantom of the Opera, now I feel really cultured when it comes to this stuff. I saw the good stuff. I don't need the cheap thrills of Spider-Man. Musical theater. Fine, you guys have to come with me.
No.
Then I'm what if it's starring Toby?
Oh, yeah.
Then yeah?
Yeah.
Chris?
No.
No?
I don't like freaking musicals.
Why not? Mamma Mia.
Here Chris Brosnan go again.
My mom won tickets for the Nutcracker for like the Christmas break or whatever. She said, "You're coming with me." I'm like, "No, I don't."
Oh, you should see the Nutcracker.
I saw it already.
Oh, okay.
I saw it so many times.
Me too. Well, I probably saw it once or twice.
Derek, can I get another Coke, please?
Sure. Man. Might not be as cold.
That's... You know me. Yeah.
You have water?
Yes.
Thanks. It might not be as cold?
Yeah.
Yeah. In your face.
I can drink warm water.
Like, on a regular basis?
Yeah. I drink a lot of water.
How cold is cold too cold for you? For water?
Freezing. So that's not water anymore.
Oh.
And, yeah, all... I don't know what I was going to say.
Spider-Man?
I don't know what else to say about Spider-Man. That's kind of... That's over.
Are you upset?
A little bit. I was kind of looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Not just because of Vulture, but because there was that chance of...
It making things right.
Yeah. I mean, if you know, Sam Raimi came out and finally said, yeah, you know, the studio kind of screwed me over a little bit, so I wanted different villains. I'm sure he wouldn't even have used Sandman. I'm pretty sure he would
have. Really? I think he would have.
I don't know.
I think he thought of Sandman, and then they put Venom in it because Sandman's not good enough. Yeah. I mean, the fact that he spent so much trying to build Sandman in that first scene,
that was
the best scene in Spider-Man 3. Like for me,
yeah, me too.
That was amazing.
Wait,
when he was just coming,
when he was trying to form himself.
Oh yeah, oh so beautiful, man.
It is beautiful.
That was art.
And then it turns into the Frankenstein.
I hate that music.
Oh. And then he starts like wobbling out and it's the Sandman theme.
which one? Hey, baby. Oh. So does that mean that Metallica should start playing that one now?
Yeah. Well, they should have played that when he comes out.
No, they sing that to the exit. No, see, it works.
Yay, Metallica. My sister said one time she was able to get me free Metallica tickets. I'm like,
but what happened?
They're terrible. I don't want to see them.
Oh.
But they're better now.
No, they're not.
Or do you want to see Saint Anger?
No, see, look, maybe their new album is a step up from Saint Anger. But then when you think about the way they play now and when they play their old stuff, it sounds really different. It's really bad.
Really? So, like, you can... When they, like, if they were play now and they were play their old songs, would it sound better?
No.
Really?
It sounds bad. I've heard them play their old stuff and it sounds terrible.
Oh.
So, if you joined Metallica and they put you in charge, would you be able to bring it back to the glory days?
What would you say to Lars to make it, like... we need to bring in Chad? Would you?
I'm scared of Lars Ulrich.
Hey, what if he quit? And it's just you.
Oh, it's just me.
So I'm like Smashing Pumpkins kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like you and maybe the drummer.
Me and Billy.
He's
Corbin.
Lars. Lars is. The
I mean,
drummer.
Not the that's the drummer.
The bass guy. The bass guy who just joined.
The monkey guy. Robert Trujillo.
And Chad.
Chad actually does Metallica covers during his set sometimes.
Wow.
I'm not surprised.
His
songs suck.
So he has to play Metallica.
Yeah. The crowd is dead, so they're like, oh crap, let's do some Sandman. Rock Sandman.
Yeah, Philly said he's a Metallica fan. And it doesn't really show, but oh well.
Well,
how does it show?
Yeah.
You just, like, well, if you say you're influenced by them, then you should play something that sounds like an influence.
Like Just Words?
Yeah. Well, that was an influence of Chad.
Who is influenced by Metallica.
Yeah, but I'm not... But since he doesn't sound like Metallica, then why would I sound like Metallica?
Because you're influenced.
By Chad.
Who is influenced
who screwed
by Metallica.
Up his Metallica influence.
Derek, are you upset about Spider-Man? Did you think there's a chance that it would have been... better? It would have made things right in the world again?
Not really.
Nope.
I kind of lost hope with that. But, I don't know. I guess it could have been, but...
So when you heard Spider-Man 4 was coming, what did you think?
Yeah, I don't know. That kind of cautiousness.
Oh. Even when you heard that Raimi was still going to be there?
Well, I thought maybe, but I mean, he was there for the last one.
You know what I was excited about? I remember they said, well, it seemed like they were going to include the Black Cat in the movie, because they were casting a Felicia Hardy. That was cool. Because that's a cool character.
But Sam also said that he didn't want two villains again. So where would
she's not really a villain.
Well, so then why'd she be like... Then she'd be like the, oh, maybe I am, maybe I'm not. She'd still be a villain.
Maybe. She's more like a Catwoman. Which is...
But she's still a villain.
Not really.
If you're not 100% with Spider-Man, then you're a villain.
If you were not with me, then you are against me. You are my enemy, I mean.
Oh, yeah. That's a good movie, too. I almost rented the Clone Wars.
I thought you would have those three.
No.
Oh, Birth Mod.
Birth Mod.
Because when I got my Blu-ray player... Oh, I got my Blu-ray player. So all those people who are listening to the old ones, me asking for Blu-ray players, don't worry about it.
People are recommending you Blu-ray
players? No, I remember I used to always ask, if you want to get me a Blu-ray player, go ahead.
Did you get one yourself, or was it like a Christmas gift?
No, we just bought it.
Oh.
With awesome Boxing Day deals.
Woo!
I ended up getting...
District 9.
Good one. No, I'm talking about the Blu-ray player. For like $100, which is pretty good.
For 200 more bucks only, you could be able to get a PS3.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't need a PS3.
Yeah, you do. Blu-ray. Wi-Fi.
Blu-ray, Wi-Fi.
There's Wi-Fi on my Blu-ray player.
And cool menus.
I got cool menus.
And Metal Gear Solid.
I don't want Metal Gear Solid.
Metal Gear.
Metal. Playing with the metal and the gears. They're very solid. Very solid.
Really? Now you sound kind of...
Yeah, angry. I got District 9. It's a good movie.
Derek, did you see it?
I never saw it, no.
I asked him to watch it last night. He's like, maybe
you
not.
You should let him borrow.
Because we were in the middle of The Fugitive. And like, I want to watch The Fugitive.
You've seen The Fugitive.
Like, 10 years ago.
Who cares?
Fugitive is awesome, man.
X-Men came out 10 years ago.
Really?
That's old. 2000.
That is old.
Shoot.
Was it 2000? Yeah, it was 2000.
Jeez.
But not in January.
No, summer, like May,
so
June.
So it's not 10 years
not
yet.
Not 10 years
well,
yet.
Very close to 10 years ago.
But still, 9 years.
9 years, 6 months ago.
Jeez.
Goodness.
It's a long time.
Jeez.
Jeez.
The Matrix was 11 years ago.
Oh. Whoa. Apollo 13 was like...
Man.
When did that
go
come
on
out?
And on and on.
Okay, yeah, Apollo 13, I fell asleep when
but
I watched
it. But see, like, movies that I still feel are kind of current are very old now.
Yeah.
I mean, even Lord of the Rings feels like it could come out now and still be as impactful.
Yeah.
And it could still look as good, like, you won't know that it's dated almost 10 years now.
Yeah.
But it came out 2001 to 2003, and that's old.
Wow.
Even, well, you know, Episode 1 came out 99, 11 years ago now.
Man.
It just feels like, man, the hype just kind of died down recently.
Died down? It's still there, man. Waiting for him to get it right.
So Star Wars Celebration 5 coming up this year.
I thought they weren't doing another celebration.
They're doing it. It's
Why?
In Florida this year.
I thought you said that for the third movie that was going to be the last one.
I don't know what they're celebrating this year. I think, like, the anniversary of...
Clone Wars?
No, of Empire Strikes Back. 30 years of Empire Strikes Back,
oh, wow,
1980. Wow. Wow, 1980. See, to me, 30 years was always from the 70s. Now 30
yeah.
years is from the 80s.
Oh, my God.
What's going on?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
jeez.
Oh, soon we're going to be 30 years old.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
This is the decade that we turn 30.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Ah.
Oh, man.
I was just reading when they were talking about the whole Spider-Man thing about, like, making him younger, and then someone brought up, man, Kirsten Dunst is 30 and Tobey Maguire is 37, and they're playing, like, early college-age students.
They would still be there? They're still signed on?
No, but they were just talking about, like, ages, like, I don't know how it came up. I was reading
the continuity of Spider-Man.
They were just talking about, like ages and stuff, and somehow that came up. It just seems... I didn't really think that Tobey Maguire would be almost 40 years old.
Well,
wow.
He seems like maybe he's 30.
I thought he was 27.
Whatever. We're old.
And...
just, you know, midlife crisis already. I'm gonna retire at 65 and then I'll die.
That sounds familiar.
There we go. I'm almost halfway there.
Don't say that.
So
I also bought Terminator 2 Blu-ray, which surprisingly looks really good. But I didn't know that movie came out in 1991. I thought that was more mid-90s.
But it takes forever to load up.
Yeah. I'm going to give that to you one time and see how long it takes to load on the PS3.
Okay.
But I put it in and it brings up this one menu. It takes forever to get to this one menu, first of all. And then there's nothing on it except click continue. You click continue, then it takes another few minutes to load up, and then finally you get to the movie. And then...
and then Terminator.
Yeah, and then I finally watched it. It has... I'm liking this Blu-ray thing with having multiple editions of movies on one disc.
Because
it's got a...
Do you think that's the future?
I think that's the future.
Until phase is out. DVD phase is out.
What do you mean?
What do you mean multiple? What are you talking
like
about?
Edition, like this one has the theatrical cut, the director's cut, super director's cut or something.
Super director's cut.
They call it a special edition and then something like extended special edition.
Oh, you mean like the Terminator, the maximum movie mode?
Something like that? I don't know what maximum movie mode is.
It's when the movie's playing and then every now and then the director would pop up on
the
screen.
Oh, no, not that. Actual, like content that they reinserted into the movie. And I bought Close Encounters as well, which I didn't watch, but that also has three different versions on it.
I thought
too.
That movie was fun, but then it turned out to be really scary.
Close Encounters?
Yeah.
I've never seen it. I read
right?
reviews and I'm
Have
like, I'm going to take a chance on this movie. It's... It's crazy.
Whenever you see it, you always think of that time when the spaceship comes and the lights are shining.
That's the only part I've seen.
Yeah.
Right at the end
so
of the
I thought
movie.
It was like, oh, it was a really cool movie. It's like kind of like a horror movie.
Hmm. I heard it's like this kind of like touching look at the human nature kind of movie.
Because it's horror, so it's like, oh, this is what people would do if it's
I
horror.
Guess.
I don't know if it's but horror, but like thriller.
I took a chance on reviews and the fact that it's Spielberg and Richard Dreyfuss. So
Richard Dreyfuss.
The main actor?
Mr. Holland.
Mr. Holland's opus.
He's a movie reviewer now?
No, no, he's an actor in the movie. Like, he's a good actor, so I'm like, okay.
Oh, okay, I thought you meant in the same sense that you took a chance with Ebert, saying that it was good. You take
this guy. What did Ebert say was good? Avatar. Ebert, come on.
He's getting old.
He needs Siskel, man.
Well, what can you do?
Or Roper.
Roper! Ah, Roper's... everyone knows that Roper's there just to wait till Ebert's out of the picture.
Just to give the extra thumb.
And then when... Okay, if when Ebert, like, leaves that show, are they gonna just stop it? Because I remember when he had cancer, they brought in, like, special guests every week. And we all know with Victor Lucas, that does not work.
Yeah. So, yeah, recommend me Blu-rays to get, because for some reason I'm...
We already did, man!
What? Coraline?
No, Godfather!
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh. Scarface!
Yeah, Scarface! Sick. Sick.
I gotta wait till they release another, like, Scarface Ultimate Edition in a tin can or something.
How about Jaws? Would Jaws come out in Blu-ray?
Probably eventually.
Yeah, Jaws.
I didn't like Jaws that much, though.
Full House, the movie.
Full House on the movie. Yes. Oh, why didn't that happen?
I know.
I know, Sex and the City had a movie.
Yeah. I guess sitcoms don't really get movies.
Not usually.
What sitcoms?
Because they're on forever, so people wouldn't want to...
Speaking of on forever sitcoms, Simpsons 20th anniversary was like a week ago, or this past week.
That's a long time.
The episode was... It was their 450th episode. It was about Krusty's ratings were going down with girls. So they brought in Princess Penelope to be his new co-host. And then she took over the show. Well, he's still there, but he's not really like a co-host.
Oh.
So she ended up taking over the show. And then she revealed herself to be a longtime fan of Krusty. And she was in love with him. And then they got together and the show started to go bad. And then the Simpsons episode went pretty bad.
Well, are you saying that up to that point it was pretty good?
No.
Okay.
Oh, and then they had this interesting little documentary like about the Simpsons and the fans and stuff. That was cool. And Matt Groening is really fat now. Was he always that fat? He's just like
he wasn't
like a blubber guy sitting there. Sorry, Matt Groening.
He doesn't care. He's
they
rich.
Interviewed Moby. They interviewed other people.
Like cartoon Moby?
No, real Moby.
Why would they interview?
He's a big Simpsons fan.
Yeah. And he wrote like...
So this was on The Simpsons Show?
No, this was after. There was like an hour-long documentary.
Yeah. Oh.
And they went to this town. I forget where it is. Idaho or something. That was, I guess, Matt Groening's original town. Where he came from and how everything was like based on it. So they went to the school that the Springfield Elementary is based on, and the donut shop and stuff like that.
Wow.
The power plant. That's interesting.
That seems like something I would want to watch.
It's kind of cool. There was this one fan. They looked at fans and collections, and the guy with the biggest collection was in the UK. And basically his entire house, as soon as you walk in, the hallway is just has like photos of the Simpsons, little Bart Simpson dolls sitting there. Mm. His whole house is filled with it, and then you go into the attic, and that's like the mecca of Simpsons memorabilia. Oh, it's crazy.
Wow. Do you have any Simpson toys?
No.
Nope.
I don't like the Simpsons that much, I guess.
What did he say? If you were to ask him what he thinks of the Simpsons, do you think he'll say it was good?
Him?
The UK guy?
Oh, probably.
Man, gotta be realistic.
And they showed this thing at Comic-Con where they had, like, Simpsons American Idol. So you go in and do your best Simpson impersonation. There's one guy who did a really good Homer Simpson. I think he could replace Dan if he ever left.
But could he do all the other Dan voices?
No. Well, he could do Homer.
Yeah, that's true. When you think about, like, someone to replace one of them, they have to replace, like, all the voices.
Except
basically.
For Lisa.
Well, yeah. Hers is really cool. It's cool watching her do that because her normal voice is so high and she's like, and then I just went up. It's Lisa right there. You don't need to process it or anything. It's cool. And Julie Kavner, you see her and she wants to hide her voice all the time. But then the way she talks is pretty much Marge anyways.
Really?
Oh yeah, she's...
She has kind of a raspy voice, yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, yeah. just raise it a little bit and you got Marge.
Do you think that that's the case because she kept using the Marge voice, so it just became second nature to her?
Probably. Maybe she smokes a lot too. So smoking and doing Marge voice, that's...
Don't smoke.
Or I'll kill you.
No, don't. Did you see that Facebook comment where the girl starts singing the song?
Yes, I did.
Man. I wanted to, like, say something. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what I expected you to say.
So is there anything interesting going on with that Facebook thing?
No.
Not really.
We
haven't been getting more fans.
Maybe you should do something to get more
45.
Fans.
That's true.
That's more than before.
Do something.
That's definitely
but that's still not as much as the other one.
Update the page a little bit.
What was the other
52.
One? 52. Okay. We'll make it.
I don't know.
We'll make it.
Well, you'll have this podcast to put up there.
Woo!
And then people will say they like it. And that's it.
All right.
The fan count will stay at 45.
Yeah, it grows eventually.
Over sure.
It does.
Our YouTube subscribers are going up a lot faster than your Facebook fans.
Well, that's natural.
Because Trashimation blown it.
Yeah.
Phil!
What?
Is what you did considered Trashimation?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Even if it has, like, color in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's still trashy.
There's, like, backgrounds and stuff.
It's okay. That's a director's
choice.
Derek,
would you consider that to be Trashimation?
Maybe.
When do you consider it not to be Trashimation?
When it's not animated.
So anything animated is Trashimation?
Yes.
But what if you do like Reboot?
Reboot?
Yeah. Oh. Is that Trashimation?
Well, anything animated in the style that Derek started.
What if he does it like in 3D, but still has that style? Like they don't animate well and they still badly draw. But it looks like Pixar.
Well, making it 3D isn't really... What do you mean 3D? Like Avatar 3D?
Like Pixar 3D.
It's like CG animated.
Oh, sure, whatever. Even then, it's
no,
because
that's not trashy, because that's a lot of work. This is drawing some
pictures.
But it's
still trashy because it's like still janky.
You mean if he animates a model to look one way and animates another model?
If it looks like Pixar, but it still animates the same way.
So, like, he could just use whatever program makes CG-looking pictures, but it looks 3D-ish.
Yeah.
I guess, because it's about the animation, right?
Yeah. We're talking about, if you were to do, like, Pixar-quality kind of thing, but still animate really badly, would that still be considered Trashimation?
I would not say so.
Oh, there.
I'd say part of it is being drawn by hand.
Well, it's still drawn by hand, but 3D. 3D head.
I don't know, I wouldn't go with that.
Oh, okay. There you go, Phil, you're wrong. Is that where you draw the line?
That's where I draw the line.
So anything before that?
Yeah, sure. I don't know, I don't think it matters that much.
What about your name thing, in case you want to break off?
So he has Ape Blart and now he has Nightlights. What does Phil have? Phil Comics.
Phil Art. Hey, don't doubt. It's good stuff.
Look at my Leia drawn on a paper bag. It looks like a man.
Hey, that's a good drawing.
Of Leia?
I'm the style. See, even the guy who took art classes said, I like it. And he said something
Derek
in
likes everything.
Art language. No, not Derek. Oh. It was Matt and Daxter. He said something about your vectors are awesome. Like, what are vectors? And he said, that's an art word.
What are vectors?
And I said, thank you. The art words now apply to my art. Values, whatever.
I think I heard vectors, though. I remember vectors.
Your values are awesome.
What are values?
He said, like, the way I shaded R2-D2 and C-3PO. And I said, yes!
And then...
Finally, someone gets my style.
But he only showed Derek stuff in his art class. Oh.
That week. Maybe next week was Phil.
For all the talk that he said that he liked your vectors and all stuff, he still chose Trashimation.
But that was after.
After
that was
what?
I mean, he said that before Phil put the paper bag on.
No, yeah. He didn't.
Yeah.
That was last month.
Well, he sent it in an email. Yeah. So I don't know how the timeline works out with that. I like the word timeline.
No, I think he did it before. I think he said he showed Derek's first.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Moving on. Phil knows it too.
Anyway. I had art on the site before Derek.
I did trash machine before Derek. Spoofing was my idea.
Was it my idea? Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did a fan film.
The only thing that Derek contributed was the form.
It wasn't spoofing. It was a fan film, so it's more respectable.
Just like guerrilla filming, instead of whatever skits.
Skits. I'm gonna eat this weird. We ate a Boston pizza food, by the way.
Uh huh.
I have a really cold garlic bread now.
You gonna eat it?
No, he's just gonna
try it.
Well, that looks soft.
Yeah,
it's just soggy.
Well, you waited too long.
I sweated.
But it was soggy when we got it. I said it felt like there was just mush in a bag.
Well, I mean the heat in the bag, so it like made it soggy.
Saw Avatar.
Oh yeah, speaking of James Cameron.
Huh?
He looks really different now.
What do you mean?
Old. I saw a picture of him in the newspaper.
Like that.
Well, that's younger James Cameron. That's how I remember him, like the Titanic days.
Oh, okay.
So now he looks like...
Old. Old Cameron. And Titanic's like 12, 13 years old.
Wow.
I didn't like that movie, though, so that doesn't matter.
Okay.
Why?
He wrote a screenplay for Spider-Man 2002, but was turned down by the studios.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Probably involved, like, Space Marines. S.H.I.E.L.D. was in it. S.H.I.E.L.D. was in it.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, upcoming movies for 2010.
Woo!
What are you looking forward to?
Oh, I thought you were talking about for Canada.
No. Well, there's... Really, we don't know what's coming up for us.
There's two I can name.
One's a secret.
Is it a secret? Oh, that one.
It's a project.
No, not even that one. Not even that one.
Inside joke.
Okay. I don't know. What's coming out in 2010?
What is it?
I mean 2002.
Harry Goldstein and the Lightning Rod, the Thunder of Steels. The Man Who Stole Lightning or whatever.
Oh, the Poseidon thing?
Yeah.
Oh. When we saw Avatar... At the theater, there's like this big stand promoting some movie about, I don't know, some gods and a kid. And then Chris looks at it and just starts laughing. It's ridiculous.
It's the longest name ever, and the thing is, they don't have any colons to separate anything. So when we saw Avatar and saw the trailer, the guy had to say all of it, like, all at one go. He couldn't pause. It's like Harry Goldstein and the Napoleon Man the day he stole the Thunderlet Bolt. It's like, come on!
It's like some really weird Harry Potter kind of ripoff.
Percy, wasn't it Percy something?
Percy
Jackson.
Percy Jackson, there you go.
And the something Titans?
It had something to do with Zeus's lightning bolt.
He stole the lightning bolt or something.
The Greek gods or something, I don't know.
Looked really bad.
Like the gods had kids on Earth and these kids are now rising up and learning their powers. It's Harry Potter. There's three of them. And there's two guys and a girl.
And a pizza place. Oh, jigs.
Oh.
Now Phil can't talk. Ha!
I already talked.
Oh. Well, Bloody Mary's going to come after you now.
Okay. Biggie Smalls.
Oh, is that the sequel you're looking forward to? For 2010?
Notorious Part 2.
Did you guys ever see it? You said you guys were planning on watching it.
No, I never saw it.
I wanted to see it. I never did, though.
Blu-ray.
Yeah. Rented on Blu-ray.
No, buy it.
Buying it.
Download it.
What if it was like $10?
No.
If it was $8?
No. Oh, maybe I'll do, HMV has this DVD trade-in thing where they give you $5 for a DVD.
Oh, don't do trade-ins.
I want to get rid of my Matrix DVD.
No.
Yeah.
Trading in is not good business.
Why?
Because they screw you over.
I know. I was reading I was reading this forum called Red Flag Deals about this promotion, and they said... People are saying that movies that they saw for $10 are now going for $15 during the promotion. So that when you trade in your DVD and get $5 off, it's really, you're not They're just making their money, yep, as usual.
Hmm. You might...
There's probably some good deals there. If something was actually $10, then you're getting it for like $5. I think that's worth it, but...
Usually, I know. I think at that point you just download that movie.
I don't know. I'd get movies for $5.
Would you get like Napoleon and the Thunder Gods, The Man Who Sold Thunder?
No,
The Man Who Sold Thunder.
It's something like that. The Lightning Thief. I know it ends with that, or something. Percy Jackson and the Olympians. The Lightning Thief.
Percy.
Yeah, it's like a book series called Percy Jackson and the Olympians, and then the movie is called The Lightning Thief.
Yeah, but there's no colon.
Percy Jackson and the here they have a colon.
Oh, what?
Officially, they don't.
Ah.
Percy Jackson and the Olympians, The Lightning Thief.
There you go.
Your working title, it says.
Oh, good. I think they should just call it The Lightning Thief. That would sound cool. And then make
the Lightning Thief and Percy Jackson, the Olympians.
Percy Jackson, the Lightning Thief, and the Olympians. That would work.
Yeah, at least, like, Harry Potter has Harry Potter and something, so it all fits. This one's just lots of words.
Do you think that's what they were trying to do with the name?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm drawing the Harry Potter crowd. Like, oh, Percy Jackson. That sounds something like
it was
Harry
like
Potter.
Harry Percy Jackson. Whoa. Who wrote it? J.F.
Kennedy.
Kennedy wrote Percy Jackson.
No, Jason F. Kennedy, not John F. Kennedy.
Oh, okay.
Jason F. Kennedy.
He just uses JFK because it works.
Okay.
I think I'm looking forward to the new Harry Potter movie.
No. Which one is that?
The Deathly Hallows.
Part 1.
Oh, this is the final ones?
Yeah.
Oh. The last two.
Yeah, no, I don't care.
I care.
What else is coming out?
Iron Man 2?
Nope. Well, see, the thing is, I didn't care about the first one. And then when I watched Iron Man, I was surprised and was like, this is good. So maybe with that mentality of not really caring about the second one.
Yeah, I'm not, like, really excited about Iron Man 2, but I want to see it.
I don't even know if I want to see it.
I felt the same way about the first one. Like, I don't know anything about Iron Man, really. But it was just kind of cool. Hey, Iron Man. Okay. Kind of like Captain America as well. I don't really care about Captain America, but if they're making a movie, I'll see it.
Oh, it's gonna be like him, like, half of the movie making the suit.
The last time
he's just gonna be sewing a lot.
His hammer.
Then he has like a butler who says, "What kind of colors should I use for Captain America?" Yeah, I was thinking more like yellow. Come on.
Why don't you slap on a little hot rod red?
And then he did.
Yeah.
But then more blue.
Next time, baby. There's gonna be War Machine in this one.
Yeah, but it's not the same guy who's Next Time Baby.
I know.
So it's like,
never next time.
Yeah, there was never next time for him.
Yeah. Oh well, he wanted more money.
I wonder why.
And rightfully so. All right.
Because if they're gonna give him the suit, that's a little extra work.
Yeah. Seriously.
Have you seen Mickey Rourke's suit or his
it
character?
It looks horrible.
It's so
weird. His accent is like weird too.
He's supposed to be Russian.
Yeah, it doesn't even sound like Russian.
Like, Tony Stark, you are my enemy.
At some point I thought like he was like trying to do a New York impression or something. What's going on?
But then that costume's so stupid. He has these like electrical tentacles that come out.
Yeah.
He just goes whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
That part was stupid, where the cars were coming, he was just, like, doing the dance.
He's walking towards the camera, just slapping the ground with his tentacles. It's so funny. But yeah. I'll
but do you know the origins? Oh my god, the blow dryer's still here. Anyways,
I told you. Don't clean up.
But did you, do you know the origins of that guy?
No, apparently just something.
Like, is he an official comic book villain, though?
Yeah. Whiplash is his name.
Oh.
But, his story has something to do with, like, Tony Stark's weapons caused his family so many problems back in Mother Russia, so now he's out to get Tony Stark.
Mm.
It feels like it's the same story as the first movie, where it just has to do with Stark weapons. And then he has the thing on his chest.
Yeah.
It's probably.
I don't get why he has that.
It probably powers his tentacles. And it makes him that much closer and relatable to Tony Stark.
All right, here's a question. Mickey Rourke, Omega Red?
That's what I thought at first. Because they're like, yeah, Mickey Rourke's playing a Russian guy with tentacles. Omega Red. Who else could it be? But why Omega Red and Iron Man? I don't know. Who cares? But it's Whiplash.
Who would win? What do you think? Do you think it should have been Omega Red instead of...
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Or Sabretooth.
Which one, though? From Origins or that other one that didn't talk?
Both of them.
The cartoon one.
Wolverine! With that weird costume and he has, like, the burly thing on.
Yeah.
The
fur... I still don't know if that's part of him or not.
I know. I thought that's just how he looks.
Because he's just... His suit makes him look naked. And then he has these hooves and stuff.
And you never see him out of it.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Why can I never have any peace? Wolverine!
He's awesome.
Cool.
You're gonna have a real fun time trying to mash these up.
Yeah, I'm just gonna throw out the first
one. What's he mashing up? What's the first one? What's he talking about?
All right. I'm not
gonna do this again. Oh, Batman 2 was the sequel.
Should we say what we did before this?
No.
Well, Derek, it's up to you.
What did we do before this?
We tried recording this podcast before. It lasted about 40 minutes, and we blazed through the topic list.
I thought we were just mashing this together, because it never seemed...
Oh, so you can cut this out, then. Just okay. Edit. Nobody can tell.
Or right. Not. Just put it in. Okay. Derek's just going to...
Every 5 seconds, they're going to switch back and forth.
Oh, no. That's not good.
Well, that's more work for you, but okay.
All right.
No more work for me, because I have to listen to it.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Try to keep track. No, I...
Like, well, are we going to talk about that stuff again?
Like, what?
Filming?
Oh, Avatar? We didn't mention it. We're doing them... Oh, you just want to put that in?
Sure.
You're going to really mash them together?
Okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, I thought you were just going to... Okay, bye. It's like, oh, and welcome to the...
Oh, so podcast. We're done.
Bye.
Bye.
What? No, I thought, like, at the end of the first podcast, you're just going to put this in after.
Oh. Am I?
I don't know. I thought, knowing you, I thought you would do that.
This one's just a lot of banter.
Exactly.
We kind of talked about stuff on the topic list. Not really.
Do you feel like mentioning anything to make it harder for Derek to mash these up?
Yes.
I'll play them both simultaneously.
One on the left speaker and one on the right speaker. That's the worst. When you had the viral sugar thing or whatever. Oh, man. Jeez, I was like, take the viral sugar. Because all you can hear in the viral sugar one is like dead air.
Well, how long have we been going here?
30 minutes.
Oh, I don't know where from where we started off.
It was 40 minutes was the last one? We've been going almost an hour then.
Okay.
So 20 minutes.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, this one.
Exactly.
Exactly.
What now?
So.
Derek got the garlic. Oh, Phil got the garlic bread, so I get the wet nap.
Okay.
You gonna eat the wet nap?
No. Just use it.
End of podcast.
I remember what I did on New Year's now. Oh. I went to Emerald.
Oh, Emerald.
Chinese restaurant.
Yeah. How was that?
So that was worth the wait to hear that.
What was the small... Is that the small one?
It's not really small.
It's not small, but...
Is that the one that has the...
It's busy all the time, though.
It actually wasn't busy when I was there.
I don't know roads.
Toys R Us is?
Across from there, though.
On the other side. Oh, okay. It's not the one with the dim sum. The one, the other one that I was thinking.
Well, it does have dim sum.
No, the other one. The small one. The one that's like in the middle of nowhere. We were talking about it last time.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Tremendous. That's the one I was thinking of.
Okay.
So, Emerald. What'd you do?
I had...
How was your dinner?
That was good.
Good?
What did you have?
I had,
sizzling pork.
I had sizzling this awesome meat. Thing that was mushrooms and
this feels weird.
Feels like large mushrooms.
That's really weird.
Broccoli.
And chicken. Good. Mushrooms.
Broccoli. And fried rice.
And tossed salad and scrambled eggs.
Yeah. Did we... The blip thing that I was talking about, did we talk about it here or on the other one?
We did talk about it.
We talked about it, like,
But like, how does it work? To make it harder for Derek. How does this work? Like, you view it, and then it's like one set?
I don't know how it works. There's
12 views.
There's ads on it, and I don't know if you have to click the ads or just watch them or have it there.
You should find out, and then...
You probably have to click on...
But we made...
Oh, I don't want to click on ads.
No, no, you don't have to.
Click on because... three ads and then download this ROM.
Because if I have the ad that plays before the podcast, then you don't click on it. You just watch it.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't put that one because I knew that would annoy people. That annoys me, too.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I want to watch the video. Well, first you must watch this thing for 25 seconds.
Well, it's only 25 seconds.
It's like the longest 25 seconds
ever. Yeah, I don't mind those. Unless it's like... Well, okay, 25 might be long, but like 15 seconds?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
And yeah, so watch our videos.
So on where does this money go to?
My PayPal account. So I don't know when I get it.
Phil gets the money.
Yes. Oh, okay. Speaking of money.
Split it three ways. For us,
we still have... Yeah, so I'll get 4 cents. Derek will get 4 cents. You can have 4 cents.
All
right. Well, I think, though, I shouldn't get, like, the proper third of it.
Oh.
I think you can
you want 2 cents? Huh? We can have 5 cents each.
Okay. Imagine it was, like, instead of 12 cents, it would be 12 million. I don't think I should get 4 million.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Unless by that time something happens where I'm more involved, so I shouldn't.
I'll have 8 million, and Derek will have 4 million.
Chris will get nothing.
Okay, that's a little... So that's how you're going to do it? You're going to just split it? Like
contract negotiations going on here.
I was going to say something.
Yeah.
I forgot.
About PayPal?
Oh, it's about money. We still have wristbands.
Wristbands?
2. If you want to buy them, please do so. I was thinking we could... Remember we ended up getting 1 extra?
We did?
Yeah.
We got
11 when we ordered 10.
Mm-hmm.
So, we could have a contest in the future where we give away 1 wristband.
You should have just gave it to the second place.
No, I don't think this contest merited that kind of prize. I think we need a bigger contest.
Prize contest. We have extra and we give away.
No, it has to be for a really good reason.
How good of a reason are you thinking?
Really good contest. Not just, hey, guess this Arthronomics thing.
Or
like the one when we had people do stuff. That was cool.
Okay, how many people actually did?
Well, okay, that was hard.
It wasn't? You gave them how long?
And we didn't, if we opened that...
You gave them like 3 months.
If we opened that to the YouTube people, then, you know, they're all into video stuff, so they might have done something.
I don't think so. Arthronomics is easy because you just had to email in.
That's why it doesn't deserve a good prize. I mean, not you didn't get a bad prize. Let us know, our number one winner, what you thought of our sketch.
No, I want to know number two. Number two, what's her name again?
Yareli.
Send us an email, please.
Yeah, send us an email.
So, Robin didn't even get the DVD?
No, why would she?
Because she gets everything.
Who cares?
She's going to get it sooner or later.
No, she won't.
She's going to win the next contest.
I know. You know she is.
No, she's barred from contest now.
I wonder if she took offense to that when we were like, yeah, you're not going to win anything else. I wonder if she's like,
well, that's not totally fair. I mean, it does feel kind of like she's part of it enough where she shouldn't win.
That's right. Derek's so right.
Derek should also do more transformations, right?
No.
Oh.
I'm still waiting for the good live-action Derek film.
Not
breakfast.
Doesn't have to be breakfast, anything.
Or the breakfast, the pumpkin. Pumpkin breakfast.
I don't know, man. We'll see. One of these days.
No, because it won't. Because transformation humor doesn't translate to...
What's to be transformation humor?
Well, I'm saying that's what people are... that's what you're waiting for.
Interestingly, sometimes when Derek writes a script, I can see how it might work better in animation. So I have to make my adjustments to make it work for live action.
Cause by drawing sometimes, it yourself?
No, like, even sometimes dialogue, it's a little... Like, you can't really say it comfortably in real life. Especially for inexperienced actors. It's hard to work with dialogue sometimes. You need to write it for the way... that we might actually talk. Unless you're taking on a really weird character like in Draenor, where, okay, we're playing wacky characters, so it works a bit better.
Mm.
But
see, yeah. And that's where you're wrong, Phil, because people don't want to relate. People just
want to
laugh.
I want to relate. I want you guys to say things that are...
No, people just want to say, how was your day? I'm wearing underwear in my hat. Huh? That's so funny.
See, you have to be a good actor to pull off weird dialogue.
Well, you did it for Professor Oak.
You know, Natalie Portman...